From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I do thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. I trust that you had a good weekend and that you went to a good, solid, Bible-believing church yesterday where you could worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith, where you could hear some good preaching, where you could sing some good hymns of the faith, and where God was honored and glorified through your presence. And by the way, if you've just recently trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and you live in an area where you don't know where a good, solid, Bible-believing church is, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, because we would be happy to do what we can to try to help you get into the right church. It is so important that you get into the right church, simply because of the fact that there are a lot of churches today that don't preach the whole counsel of God. And when you are looking for a church, you need to find one that is true to the Word of God and preaches the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 without any hesitation. And so if we can help you find a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where the Word of God is preached and where the emphasis is on the fundamental positions and doctrines of Scripture, we would be more than happy to work along with you. So please do not hesitate to contact us. At the end of the broadcast, Jim O'Brien will be along with our contact information. But this week, we are going to study a theme entitled, Being in Christ. Being in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17, we find these words. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me state that again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, which really is a tremendous verse to memorize, it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." You know, beloved, as a Christian, have you ever really paused to focus upon what you are in Jesus Christ? Now, maybe you've not thought about that too often, and I'm not so certain that I've thought about it too often. But as we study the Scripture, we find that the Bible teaches us that for those of us who are saved, for those of us who are born again, we are in Christ. And I want us to focus on that little phrase throughout the course of this week, because I believe that when we stop and think about what we are in Christ, and when we think about it often, and when we think about it in more detail, I believe that that would enable us to have a more effective, a more fruitful, and a more joyful Christian life. So many Christians these days really are not exemplifying the joy of the Lord in their lives. And there are a lot of Christians who are not too faithful and, I might say, not too fruitful and even too effective in their life and ministry for the Lord. And I really believe, I honestly believe this, ladies and gentlemen, that the more we focus on what we have in Christ, the more it's going to encourage us to be the Christian that God would want us to be. So we're going to look at this phrase, in Christ. Of course, we're going to look at the entire verse of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 throughout the course of this week. But the main point of emphasis will be on that phrase, in Christ. Look at it again. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And in reality, that phrase in Christ is a description of true Christianity. You know, somebody once defined Christianity as Christ in us, Christian, Christ in us. And that's true, because when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, He is in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. But the fact of the matter is that Christ is in us because we are in Him. Think about that. Christ is in us because we are in Him. And so we want to focus on that phrase, in Christ. It's interesting to note that the phrase in Christ is found no less than 75 times in the King James Bible. Think about that. It's found no less than 75 times in the King James Bible. And so if it's found once in the Word of God, that certainly indicates that it's very important, because God's Word is exactly what God wants us to know about Him and about us. It is the inspired Word of God. We've talked about that many times on the program. And so if something is mentioned once in the Bible, it's important. But think of it. This phrase, in Christ, is mentioned 75 times. That means it's very significant, and that means we should indeed give it a lot of attention. Now, I just want to highlight some of those places where that phrase in Christ is mentioned. We're not going to look at all 75 of them today, but turn with me, if you would please, to Romans chapter 8, because I think that the more we find these verses that have that phrase in Christ embedded in them, the more we are going to have a greater appreciation of what we have through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So let me highlight a couple of them with you here on the program today. First of all, as I said, let's go to Romans chapter 8 and notice verse 1. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Isn't that a tremendous truth to take into consideration? That those of us who are in Christ are those who have no condemnation? Wow, that's a great encouragement. You know, the Bible teaches us that apart from faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all condemned to hell because of our sinful state, because of our sinful condition. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, there is a change. No longer do we have condemnation, but we have salvation. And that salvation lasts for all of eternity because we are in Christ. Drop down to Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. There it says this, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." That's a tremendous verse to take into consideration as well, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we are free from the law of sin and death. In other words, we have victory over sin. We have victory over death because of the fact that we are in Jesus Christ. Remaining in Romans chapter 8, go to Romans chapter 8 and allow me to read, if I may, verses 38 and 39 of Romans 8. Where the Word of God says this, as the Apostle Paul is speaking out of the inspiration of the Spirit of God, he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Aren't you thankful for the fact that now that you know Jesus Christ as Savior, that you are in Christ, and nothing, nothing, nothing will separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What a joy it is to be in Jesus Christ. You go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 5. Again, just highlighting a couple of these verses. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 5, it says this, "So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another." It's a tremendous thing to realize that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, that we are placed in the body of Christ. We are placed in Christ along with other born-again believers, and we are one in Jesus Christ for all of eternity. And then just one more. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. And there we find these words where the Word of God says, and allow me to begin with verse 1. It says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. How we thank the Lord for the fact that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are sanctified in Christ, which means we are set apart from the world, set apart unto Christ, and we live to serve the Lord, and we belong to Christ for all of eternity. A little phrase, in Christ, but it is very, very significant. And that's the phrase we want to look at, the Lord willing, throughout the course of this week. Now remember, that phrase, in Christ, is found no less than 75 times in your King James Bible. And I would encourage you to take some time and conduct a study of that, because I believe that the more you and I realize what we have in Christ, the more we are going to be excited about our Christian life, the more we will be motivated to be faithful and fruitful and effective in serving the Lord Jesus. I trust that you can say today that you are in Christ because you've trusted Christ as Savior. If not, I would encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today and be born again and be placed in Christ through your faith in Him. Well, the Lord willing, we will be back tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Indeed, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.